phone call everyone loves from yesterday is the Korean clock lady.
I was talking to people about this yesterday afternoon. This is one of the funniest phone calls ever.
This is a Korean clock lady who can't say the word clock.
Oh.
Is this the clock repair shop?
Yes.
Oh, I just inherited a grandfather clock.
Okay. How old is that clock?
The clock is, I would say, about 75 years old.
75 years is not old for a clock.
What's that?
This is not old for a clock.
Okay. Now, how do you repair it? Explain it.
The first thing is, make sure the clock is completely leveled.
The what?
The clock is completely leveled.
Okay. It's about 10 inches.
10 inches?
Yes.
Is it a wind-up?
Wind up what?
Wind up clock.
Yes, there's something in the back. It does wind up. I don't have the key, though.
Okay. You're welcome to bring it in.
Bring what in?
The small clock.
I can't wind the clock, though, because I don't have a key.
Yes, you just need to bring the small thing in.
The small what?
The small clock.
Okay. Now, I don't have a key. Can you repair this clock?
Yes. That's why I just need to see it.
See what?
See your small clock.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can explain it to you. I have a lot here, too.
A lot of what?
Different clocks.
Okay.
I have over 100 clocks here.
How many?
Over 100.
100 what?
Clocks.
Oh, my God. Do you fix the clock with your own hands? How does that work?
Okay, we have a certified master clock maker here. Okay. Who's able to diagnose and tell you exactly what happened to your clock and the time and the price lead to do so.
Okay, now, this clock, it's all black.
So please come in. That's so simple.
Okay, because I have a 10-inch black clock and you could take a look and see if you can work it and fix it?
Yes.
You can fix it with your hands?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.